Hello and welcome to Peace of Mind. I'm your host, Madeline. Now grab some coffee and take a seat because today we're talking celebrating yourself. Before we get into it, let's do the question of the day. Today's question of the day is, when was the last time you celebrated yourself? Honestly, I can't remember, and that's why I wanted to do this podcast today. This one is going to be a little bit more like a journal entry to me as I do some inner work to find out when I stop celebrating myself, and hopefully together we can make celebrating ourselves an important part of our lives. From the time I was about 12 to the time I was about 21, I stopped celebrating my birthday. To go a little bit deeper, I think one of the reasons that I did this was because I grew up around a lot of friends whose parents were very excited for birthdays and very excited for good grades and just achievements in general, and families who would go above and beyond to show their kids how proud of them they were. But I don't really think I got many "I'm proud of yous" from my parents, and I didn't really get many congratulations growing up. And so birthdays for me always just felt like another reminder that I wasn't enough and another reminder that I didn't have a good relationship with my family. So I always struggled to celebrate myself. I always figured that it didn't matter. Birthdays were definitely the first thing that I stopped celebrating. And as I grew older, I stopped celebrating work achievements. I stopped celebrating anything, really. I have accomplished a lot of amazing things in my life, and I am not afraid to say that I know I've done some pretty good things with my career, with my finances, in relationships. I feel like I have a pretty good head on my shoulders, but in terms of celebration, I cannot remember the last time that I celebrated something that meant a lot to me. The last real celebration I remember was the time when I got 100,000 followers on Instagram almost, I don't know how many years ago. I was in high school. My friend bought me a cake that said congratulations on 100,000 followers, and I just about cried because it meant so much to me to feel like someone really cared and that someone was excited for me. With friendships these days, it's honestly really hard to make friends that celebrate your achievements. And if you have friends like that, you should definitely hold on to them so tight, because I'm telling you, it doesn't feel nice to feel like you accomplished things and yet you also feel like no one cares. At the end of the day, it's important that we all do the inner work to make sure that other people's opinions don't matter, and that if you accomplish something, you will celebrate it on your own or with those people who care. It shouldn't really matter, you know, if you have that support or not, but I know that it does. Like, it really does. And I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that it doesn't hurt when you don't feel like you have that support system around you. One of my goals for this year is to celebrate myself more and to do more inner work and really look into, you know, why I stopped celebrating things and why I just stopped caring. If you grew up like me, you may have not been in a financially stable household either. And so I think a lot of the reasons why I don't celebrate is because I'm always in kind of that fight or flight survival mode, make as much money as I can, own a house by 23, be a boss bitch, you know? I don't want my children to grow up the way I grew up, and I don't want to ever live that life again. So I don't have time to celebrate. I just need to go and make a life for myself. Like, I'm stuck in that mindset of 15-year-old me who needed to get out of a home situation and needed to be financially stable and needed to just go and escape. And that's another reason why I just never celebrated things. I was like, I have work to get done. I am not going to even pause for a moment. So between, you know, the family end of things and the financial end of things, I just never found time for myself to celebrate things. This year, I really want to focus on learning how to celebrate myself the way I wish I was celebrated when I was a little girl. I want to take myself out to get, you know, a coffee, or allow myself to tell my friends when I accomplish things. Even if I don't think they care, I'm sure they do. I think I just need to look past 15-year-old me and tell her that there's people in your life that do care what you do, and there's people in your life that do care what you accomplish. So you don't have to, you know, sit in that space where you feel like no one understands you, no one cares, no one listens. And I also need to get out of that space of being 15 and afraid of, you know, spending $5 on a coffee because that's the last $5 that you're going to have for a very long time. I've been financially stable for a while now. And, you know, what I've realized is that so many of past me's experiences still show up in my everyday life, even though I'm past those moments. And so I'm really trying to take the time and tell myself, you know, it's okay to spend money. It's okay to celebrate yourself. It's okay to allow yourself to be you, and you don't have to always be in survival mode. I feel like at the end of the day, you can work so hard and you can hustle so hard and you can accomplish all of the big things. But if you don't take a moment to look back and see how far you've come and look back and see how much of an amazing job you've done, you're gonna struggle. Your mental health is gonna decline. And I know for myself, like, I don't know exactly how it feels to celebrate myself. And I don't know exactly how it feels to have a family that celebrates me and my accomplishments. But I know how it feels to not be celebrated. And I know how it feels to hustle and never take a break and live in burnout 24/7, because if you don't celebrate yourself, what happens is that you just are in a cycle of go, 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 and you never take a breath. What I'm trying to learn to do this year is to take a breath and let myself relax and let myself celebrate my achievements rather than just hustling 24/7, 7 days a week, forever. Like, I can't even remember the last day I took off. I think I've worked every single day for the past 8 years. Like, I know that sounds horrible, but I work on my phone and I work on my computer, and work is everywhere and work surrounds me. I'm just really trying to put my phone in a darn safe, in a darn box for a day, and take a day off and celebrate my achievements. And you should do it too, because you deserve to be celebrated. And if no one has ever celebrated you in your entire life, I'm here to tell you right now, you have come a long way and you are so valid and so important. And I was never told that enough. So there's always this constant inner voice of like, you're not doing enough, you're not doing a good job, you're not productive enough, you don't deserve to be celebrated. At the end of the day, you do. I do. We all do. We all work so hard, and life is hard. So take a moment, take a breath today, and do something to celebrate yourself, and do something that makes you happy today. Do something that makes you happy today. I know this podcast was a huge jumble of words because I'm still figuring myself out. I'm still trying to do the inner work, but I know if you're listening to this, you might be right there with me. If this podcast made any impact on you, I would love to hear your thoughts in the comments, in the reviews, and I'd love to hear more about your story. But don't forget, do something that makes you happy today, and do something to celebrate how far you've come. That's your homework for today. Thank you so much for listening to Peace of Mind. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye!